Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. Happy almost Easter. It is upon us. We are going to be highlighting an incredible tool on today's show. I'm very excited about this. It would actually look really good in an Easter basket, friends. That's right. Before I introduce our guest, quick shout out to, of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. As season winds down, you might have your heart set on some changes at your home. Maybe it's some renovations. You need everything up and out so you can get to task. Or perhaps it's a new home altogether, whether it's somewhere here in the Treasure Coast local or you're looking to move out of state, maybe even out of the country. White Glove can help with all of those things. Interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. We've been around more than 20 years and we have the expertise to make it cost-effective, easy, communication from start to finish, and just really help you embrace that exciting new chapter. So once again, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, their ongoing support of this program means so much. Also, a quick shout out to True Color Salon and Spa. With weekend and evening hours, they do more than just hair, friends, though they do have stylists of all makes where they can honestly have expertise in any type of hairstyle, no matter your budget. But they do more than hair. There's nails, there's skincare, there is massage, and so much more. True Color Salon and Spa with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. I love them. You will love them. And feel free to book your appointments in advance. So now, I think this kind of ties in beautifully with our guest who's in the studio, because sometimes, even if you feel confident with your outer appearance, you like the way that you look, you like your outfit, you like your hair, you like your nails, you feel very put together, that doesn't necessarily mean that you are going to come out singing show tunes and, you know, asking for an audience right off the rip. No, maybe not at all. And so we're going to delve down a little bit deeper and talk about some of these resources that I have the opportunity to hold in my hand at this particular moment. Here in the studio, Kimball Stradler. And Kimball, you and I have known each other for years. You are the proud creator of Introverted Marketing and co-author of The Introverted Marketer. Kimball, you have had years of experience in the marketing arena and not always being a face, but you have been.
Yeah.
You know, so I love that your expertise and what you were able to co-author in this book lends itself to you having done both sides of what's to come in our conversation.
And this is the comfortable side. The introverted side is my comfortable side. So, sorry. So it's all about, for me, it's, if I had a preference, it wouldn't be, I'm that person where I could probably train for 2 hours at a time talking about marketing, talking about nonverbal, body language, communication. But if you called me up on stage to say, we're going to give you a big award, I'd be hiding under the table.
Oh.
I'd have to exit the room, go to the ladies' room and stay there for a little while,
right,
until they forgot.
Nonsense.
I'm not you, Anna. I'm not you. I can't get up there and just put it on. I think a lot of people are like that. And this is what this book really started out with. It was written by myself and, believe it or not, our next door neighbor.
I love it.
Noel Thompson. And his wife is actually with Senior Resource Center.
Yeah, Senior Resource Association.
Yeah.
I collaborate with her.
She's
on some
awesome.
Of she is so awesome.
Now she
And she's
is,
not an introvert at
oh,
all.
Oh, no.
she's not.
No, no, at all.
Yeah.
So he's the introvert.
Uh-huh.
And we walk our, he works from the house. I work from the house. My husband works from the house. So we had a lot of time to just, you know, put the dogs in the backyard, talk, go to lunch in the backyard. And we kept talking about, and he's been in sales for a very long time, but it's phone sales and doing follow-up and sending emails and just trying to keep the lead generation going. And that's a lot of what I did and what I did for even Captain Hiram's when I was there for
sure.
So many years. And we just kept talking about how it's there are things have changed since 2020.
Oh, they sure have.
Communication has changed. We all just kind of went in our little cocoons and our shell and built a little cave and didn't come out. So all of us introverts, we kind of liked it. But then you had to reemerge.
Yes.
And you had
we
to say,
back.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
And
so
you're
it's
in
like
Florida.
Retro. It's retro. 80s are coming back. So this
it
is
sure
why
is.
Maybe that's why this does well. But, you know, so we just kept mulling around these ideas of, well, what does it need to... What do you need to get your communication skills back in line? What do you need to you know, market your business properly in this day and age? So many things change. We are so overconsumed with tons of things.
Right.
You know, get this download, find out how you build your business profile, do this, do that. And you can get so overloaded and then not put anything in action.
I've seen it time and time again.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes that's what happens when you come out of like a weekend long conference. It's just so much like now what are the real marching orders once you're back to reality?
Exactly.
So let's delve into that a little bit because you're absolutely right. Marketing can feel like a performance. And if you are an introvert and you don't love the mic or an audience, how is it that you can be recalled, referred, and remembered? And this is what you are conquering in your introverted marketing business, The Introverted Marketer, the book. And then I love that you have a Facebook group, which is the Introverted Marketer Community, that allows for this engagement and people to kind of bounce off one another. But
right.
Again, protected behind the keyboard and the
That's
monitor.
Right. Yes, this is nice. These are not your like keyboard cowboys. These are the nice people.
The nice ones supporting you with good ideas of how you can get your point across.
Right.
So you need to push yourself to be bold and you're saying nah.
No. You don't. Because, you know, introverts, we're great observers. We're great listeners. We see what's going on. And in many cases, it's just a matter of you hold all that back and then you go to introduce yourself and you go, so you just don't know. You don't quite know what to get out in a short period of time. And so many times we feel rushed. We feel like it's just... God, I'm gonna over-educate someone. When do I stop?
Right. Well, and then also there comes the time constraint that might truly exist, whether it's a quick intro speech, you know, you got your 30-second elevator speech time to be able to give, or you have only 5 minutes at the podium,
right.
Your talk is blank. How are you gonna articulate those key points? And so the book was organized to help do just that. Each chapter identifies a challenge that introverts face.
Right. And then we offer a different perspective, kind of a little paradigm shift.
Okay.
Look at it with a different set of eyes. So you might see it as a challenge, but I might see it as a strength, and you've got to leverage it. So, you know, what you think you need to be because you're looking at this or listening to or talking with a type A personality, are you the person that is trying to keep up with them? Are you trying to emulate them? I say, let's pull it back. Let's have a little reflection. Let's find out what you are all about. It could be that you say help. It's like show and tell.
Okay.
So there are people that like to have the show and be on stage and show people. And then there's also the people that are show like, I want to help you. I want to show you how to do it. I want to show you how I do it. So you've got like this yin
the
and yang.
The teach mentality.
You do have a teach mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it's from a tell standpoint, I look at introverts as, do you want help with that? Like, I'll tell you, the solution is, would you like help with that? Can I help you with that?
Yeah.
Somebody that might be more of a salesperson and on all the time, or maybe a little more of just a type A personality might say, my company does that. We do that for you. Let me do that, blah, blah, blah. So they try to take the reins.
Mm-hmm.
And what this book does and all of these efforts that we're doing is to say, how do you make sure you're reaching the right people? Who do you really want to work with? And the people you don't want to work with, there's nice ways to say, I just don't think it's a good fit.
Right. Well, and I love that this book, too, is being used as a journal because you're really allowing for there to be the space to take down the notes.
Correct.
Utilize that quiet reflection with the epiphanies that pop. I've always said that I'm a firm believer that there's three parts to a memorable pitch. And the third is listening. And I love that in your introvert marketing, you're leading with the fact that listening is the strong suit.
Oh, yeah.
Because if a person feels heard, they're going to want to be able to reward with business.
Right.
If you're truly, genuinely listening and addressing what those concerns are. So I think that being able to have this book as the reader develops their skills and then craft these thoughts, I think that that journaling aspect of it really makes it something that can cement itself better in the brain. I always have felt that if you can write it and you can remember yourself writing
then absolutely.
It will help stick.
So much better than typing something.
Yeah.
So this is really, you know, you can have this, go back to it, you know, find out what really, mark your pages. And a lot of what we did too was we took each one of these chapters, there's 12 chapters, so do one a month if you want to, but start where you'd like to start, what you think will have the most impact on you in where you're at in your journey. And then you can delve into the others as you go. So, you know, for me, it was just a matter of making sure that Noel and I put on paper something that can be used. You put it in your hands and you can go back to it. It's kind of like your own little pep talk.
I love a little pep talk.
And then on our website, theintrovertedmarketing.com, I also have like a mini worksheet. One of them is called energy. Well, it's about your energy. So it's an energy audit.
Ah.
And it's not like ethereal. It's more like what is sucking the energy? Like, what do you hate doing, but you know you have to do?
Yes.
So you're probably going to have to weave in some boundary time, like some time where you're like, okay, you know what? That's going to take me 20, 25 minutes. I don't know if I have the energy to do that. It's 4 o'clock. I'm going to try to wrap up. So maybe I put that for tomorrow at 10. So it's a matter of what drains your energy, what brings you energy, and when do you need it? Are you a morning person? Get all the stuff that's a pain in the neck. I don't know if you've ever heard of the book called Eat That Frog.
No.
So it's a book called Eat That Frog. I even forget who the author is, but it's take the most challenging thing that you do or have to do, the most pain in the neck that you dread, get it done first.
Just I think that it. Makes sense. Sure.
And then everything else is easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
So get that, you know, eat the frog. So the energy, you know, audit is all about what's draining your energy, what's reviving you, and, you know, what do you want to do more of? What do you want to do less of? So there's a download. So that's the download piece. It just kind of, it's only 7 questions. But we call it the deep read.
Okay.
So you really want to, you know, take your time in it and really, you know, don't do it superficially. Take a look at what exactly is it that's really draining your time.
Interesting. Now, before we go to a break, you have mentioned that the energy audit, chapter 6, one of your favorites.
Yep.
That has the download. Identify those negative patterns, the mindset blocks, the overstimulation issues.
Oh, God.
Because,
yeah.
You know, it drains you and then you're not effective in the time that you're allotted for the day. Yet, the biggest things that you concentrate throughout all of these efforts is to be curious, be a better observer, and ask if they could use your help.
Right.
Interesting. Interesting. So even though you're assessing the energy audit, you still, when you're probing in those 7 questions, you're still saying, be curious.
Oh, absolutely. And also you have to, because you have to position it for, where do I go next? Like, do I want to, you have to be curious about what is really pulling your time away from what you really want to do and what exactly do you want to lean into and do more of. So that curiosity, and that just transfers over to any interactions you have, emails that you have, and it gets a spotlight off of you feeling like you have to perform if you're curious why something happened, or maybe you're curious why someone said something. So explore that more. So it's all about asking better questions too.
I think that certainly makes a lot of sense. Now, we're going to break for commercial. When we get back, we're going to highlight chapter 7, The Power of Boundaries, which I think is kind of exciting. But we also are going to get a little funny observer story on our return. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Treasure Coast Insider. And a quick shout out to our friends at Michelina's. If you're looking for a great place to dine Tuesday through Saturday, authentic Italian cuisine, they have a sunset menu that is easy on the pocketbook and so rewarding on the palate. They also provide incredible catering options and family to go meals. Michelina's, US 1, Stuart, Florida, also our host venue for the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, third Wednesday of the month, Stuart Luncheon. So you're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to get back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Is your pool losing its cool and its water? Don't let your money drain into the dirt. At LeakSeekers FLA, we'll find and repair your pool leak fast. Visit LeakSeekersFLA.com. Not just leaks, but resurfacing, equipment, and more. LeakSeekersFLA.com. Let us take a peek and find the pool leak.
At lunchtime, enjoy a Southern home-cooked meal paired with the best sweet tea in town at Marsh Landing. You'll love our daily lunch specials like chicken and dumplings every Thursday, or one of our juicy half-pound burgers. Experience old Florida cuisine at Marsh Landing in Felsmere.
On a cold and enchanted winter night, love is in the air under the mystical glow of the Aurora Borealis. Hearts break, sparks fly, strangers become friends, friends become lovers, and, well, that's where the magic happens. Almost Maine, a charming, funny, and deeply romantic comedy about love, longing, and second chances. Beginning March 24th on the Waxlack stage. Get your best seats now at the box office or riversidetheater.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. We are in the month of April. Easter is upon us. And The Introverted Marketer, written by Noel Thompson and Kimball Stradler, just might be the perfect book from the bunny. Just saying.
Oh, I think so.
I think so, too, Kimball.
Exactly what you need.
Yeah. But truth be told, I mean, this is, you know, when season slows here on the Treasure Coast, this could really be a great time to harness and focus on some of these skills. And the introverted marketing program that you've put together offers a lot of tools. So we have the Facebook group, we have the book, and of course, they have the opportunity to consult with you.
Yeah,
which makes
absolutely.
She is such a wealth of information. I'm thrilled you're here. Okay, so we had a story about an observer. You have a few funny ones, and there was a time where you had to show up for work all the time in public with lots of people passing by.
Yeah. So imagine years ago, some of you might remember this. Other of you might go, "What in the world are you talking about?" And it's in-store banking. Banks that were inside grocery stores.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you're nodding your head over there. Yeah, we remember. Well, that I traveled the United States, oh, my gosh, from Mondays until Saturdays, came back. So what happened was my job was to go out, take the people that were in the bank branches, get strapped on a nice little apron, and go into the market and just go into all the aisles.
Engage with customers.
And engage with customers.
Okay.
So, you know, some went well, some didn't. But, you know, one of the power of observation is look for the white knuckle shoppers. Those are the people you do not want to stop. You do not want to talk to because they just want to get in and get the heck out of there.
Right. Pay attention. Be observant.
Exactly. Yeah. And And so another one, we had to like come up with icebreakers. Like, how do you get the conversation started? So I had one person that I went out with and I said, well, what do you like to do? Like, do you cook? Oh yeah. I'm a great griller. Okay, great. We're going to go back to the meat section. Yeah. And I said, okay, all I want you to do is just have a dialogue. Just get this shopper. Watch what she's buying and talk about it.
Right.
Do you have recipes?
Observe
yes.
the cart.
Observe it. Mm-hmm. So don't touch the cart. The cart is an extension of a person. Like there's all these rules. Like don't get too close.
Right. Makes
okay?
sense.
That's
I can
my
see
space.
That. Yeah.
So this lady's buying this, you know, big roast. And this guy comes up and I'm just like over, you know, pretending to stack shelves and just observing him. And the guy goes, hey, nice piece of meat you got there. And I ran over because this lady looked at him like, I'm going to hit you with it.
Right.
So it was a matter of you got to listen, you got to observe, and you got to know what to say and what not to say and what's going to absolutely take that conversation and turn it on its end for the bad.
Right. Yes.
You're good at this.
I love random conversations with strangers. It is one of my favorite pastimes. Put me in a hall and I will know their life story by the time I'm done with it.
But that's, you know, it's kind of like what my husband gets on the phone and he'll talk to his sister. We're going up in April, going to Minnesota for mom's 90th birthday.
Nice.
And so I'm saying, so what is she doing to get a gift together? Well, I don't know. I'm like, don't you ask questions? Ask questions, but that's a different subject.
So icebreakers is a really good. So on chapter 7, the power of boundaries.
Oh, yeah.
They are not a wall. They are doors. So it can open. It can close. It can ebb and flow.
Right.
It could be pocket doors. It could disappear into a wall.
Hey.
And then reemerge.
You know, whatever you visualize.
But within that, it's where you're going to highlight some of those icebreaker questions. So now I have a note here that you say Fridays are one of your boundary days.
That's a boundary day for me. So in my office, so I work from the house. I have, you know, both my screens up. I'm cranking along with marketing and everything else I'm doing. Consulting calls. If I have a good one, if I have a bad one, if I just need a break, Fridays are always where I build in my art.
Ah.
So I do abstract paintings. And so I literally can turn around and have my latest project that I just want to dabble in. Go get some water. Go, get, you know, for the brushes for me. And then just get in on a project and it just clears my mind. So I don't do consulting calls. I don't do a lot of work from a marketing standpoint because I build it from Monday through Thursday and just load it on Monday through Thursday. So you need time to reset. So whatever that looks like to you, walk the dog a little longer, go pick weeds, go in the garden, or just, you know, read a book. Whatever you need, take time to reset and get back into why you love life, why you love what you do, and reconnect with people. And if you think of somebody and you haven't talked to them a while, don't send them a text. Just pick up the phone and call them.
Oh, the power of a phone call.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. And I think that having those boundaries sure make a lot of sense. And I think that applies introvert or not.
It does.
That you will perform better when you feel as if you've been recharged.
Absolutely.
If it works on our tech, it works on us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so we only have about a minute or so left.
Okay.
And I just want to touch on a couple of things because obviously the book is available for purchase.
Yes, on Amazon.
On Amazon. And again, it's like
signing.
A journaling experience.
It is.
I mean, this is you're going to work with it, whether you do a chapter, a month, or you advance more quickly.
Right.
This is something that you can refer to and make fresh notes and
Absolutely.
Expand upon.
Write it in pencil because honestly, as you develop your journey, you're going to go back and you're going to erase and you're going to change some things. Some things will work, some things won't.
Right.
But you got support. You got an online community. You've got me. You've got our you know, Noel, who also wrote the book too. We both, we're here.
You had mentioned book signing.
Book signing is going to be probably 2 weeks Beautiful. From now.
I'm very excited. Introvertedmarketing.com. You can jump on the Facebook group right from there. Kimball Stadler, thrilled that you're here. Introvertedmarketing.com. Until next week. Cheers.